What are the core values of the Lutheran Church? We value knowing that God loves all people unconditionally. No matter what I do, He never stops loving me. Even when I disappoint myself and God with what I say or do or think, He still loves me. We value the security that this gives us. God loves me no matter what. He values me as the person that He and I know that I am. That God loves me doesn't just mean that He has nice feelings about me. God acts on His love. God gives us His only Son. Jesus Christ was born to a young woman named Mary in a little town called Bethlehem in a part of the Roman Empire about 2,000 years ago. God became a human being like us, with flesh and blood, pain and suffering, joy and sorrows, anger and peacefulness. He lived on the earth for about 30 years, but never travelled more than a couple of hundred kilometres from where He was born. He taught the people and healed their sick. He set people free from their addictions and other bondages. In the end, the authorities executed Him in the customary way of those days, by nailing Him to a cross and letting Him die. We value the gift of Jesus because when He died, God placed on Him all the things that we've done that disappoint ourselves in God and that cause us to separate ourselves from God and His love. Every bad thought, every unkind word, every thoughtless act, even the deliberate wanton acts of every human being that's ever lived were placed on Jesus Christ. We greatly value the forgiveness God gives us through His Son, Jesus. It's a gift. We don't have to earn it. As the Spirit of God begins to work in our lives, He makes us conscious of our sin and failure. What we call conscience is a God-given gift to lead us to confess our sin to God and ask His forgiveness. We receive the gift of forgiveness by faith. As I've already said, faith is not just a vague feeling that God exists, the sort of thing people might mean when they say they believe in God. Faith is a conviction that because Jesus died for us, we are forgiven. There's nothing we can do to add to that or make it more certain. Faith is simply trust in God. Faith is also God's gift. It's not something we dream up for ourselves or something we decide to do after considering the evidence. So how do you get faith? As you read the Bible or hear someone talk about the Bible's message, the Holy Spirit works the miracle of faith in your life. Many people simply come to the realization that God has done that by making the joyous discovery that they believe. Because it is God's gift, we don't have to measure it and say, I have strong faith, or I have weak faith. God has given us faith, and that's enough. Because it's God's gift and not our own creation, our faith is not threatened by our doubts and difficulties. It's God's work through His Word in my life. We value the security this gives us in our relationship with God. Another of our core values is baptism. We take water and at the command of Jesus pour it on someone's head saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God calls this a washing of new birth that brings with it the Holy Spirit. God puts His name on the person and says, you belong to me. I am your God. It's the way we enter the kingdom of God. It's a means by which God gives us His grace. That's why we baptize anyone who's not been baptized before, whether it's an infant only hours old or an elderly person. Because the focus of baptism is on what God does for us and not on what we do in response, it's also a great source of comfort and strength when we run into difficult times. When things are hard and confusing, I can begin to doubt my love for God and my commitment to Him. But He has given me a physical sign that reminds me that His love for me does not waver. I may doubt many things, but I cannot doubt that I'm baptized. And because I'm baptized, God has put His name on me and said that I belong to Him. We value worship because here God comes to us through His word and sacraments to serve us. He is the host and we are invited to his party. God speaks and we respond. Worship is a dynamic interchange between God and us. God declares his presence and we respond with a confession of sins. God declares us forgiven and we enter his presence with thanksgiving. We hear his word and we sing our songs of worship, confess our faith and make our offering. We celebrate the Lord's Supper or Eucharist and again we praise him. God blesses us and our lives are transformed and made new. We value our pastors because they're called to serve us with a public ministry of word and sacrament. We honour them for the sake of their office. We also value the service of all the people of God. Men and women, boys and girls are active in our congregations, serving in many different ways. We value our Christian communities or congregations because we meet Christ in one another. We value the fact that we have meaning and purpose in life and relationships. Our lives have direction and impact. We serve God in our families, workplaces and communities, as well as in church. There are many other things that Lutherans value. Things like justice for all people, care of the environment, family values, and the importance of Christians being involved in the political processes in their communities and nation. There's not enough room on this tape to go into these things in depth. I encourage you to get in touch with someone at your local Lutheran church to find out more about what Lutheran